This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to Beijing today as part of a 12-day swing through Asia. She'll be in China for 2 days of talks. Her visit comes amid a slowdown in the Chinese economy and an uptick in economic tensions between China and the United States. Sabri Benishore has the story from Washington.
Secretary Clinton will have plenty on her plate these 2 days. Nicholas Lardy is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
It basically comes down to a range of trade issues. Is China trading fairly? There had been quite a bit of concern about the value of its currency over recent years, but the Chinese have allowed their currency to appreciate quite a bit.
The U.S. and China have a bunch of disputes at the World Trade Organization. Among them, the U.S. says China is subsidizing and dumping solar panels onto the world market, and the Chinese are peeved that the U.S. is going after them so aggressively at the WTO. Jonathan Pollack is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
This seems to me to be a time of real unease in the U.S.-China relationship.
Both countries face political uncertainty, and both are under serious economic strain. At the same time, a wave of nationalism across Asia and territorial disputes also complicate the relationship. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.